Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Ted Lasso, Season 2, Episode 2, Lavender. This episode starts off with Jamie Tartt on his reality show. During a voting period of the reality show, he gets voted off the reality show. And then meets with his manager, who tells him that he's been let go from Man City as well. Nobody wants to work with him. So Jamie, out of a job, unemployed, because of his ego. Because not only his ego, but because of just who he is. He calls it his brand, which it is his brand. He was a disgusting person on the reality show. He's a disgusting person to teammates, and a lot of that, I'm sure, is the fact that he has a dad that's overbearing and horrible to deal with. But at the same time, he is a grown-ass man. For me, personally, seeing adults have, like, childlike relationships with their parents, like, I don't know. Like, he's a grown ass man. He should be able to tell his dad to shove it up his ass and get out of his face. But of course, that wouldn't allow this show to have Jamie as a troubled person who is back in this episode. Obviously, starting off with him as well, and then it goes to Ted trying to bond even more with Sharon. Sharon is back. Higgins has hired her full-time for the season, so it wasn't just, I mean, the players were getting benefit from her anyway. She's a fun character. Season 2 of a TV show, they're always going to be adding characters, and she's a great balance. She's a unique character, being like this stoic, silent assassin of brain chemistry. I love it. And Ted's constant, like, need of approval, need of, like, having her as somebody who believes in him or likes him, like, he needs everybody to like him, which is fine because he's a very likable guy. And when you're a very likable guy, it stands out when somebody's not giving you the juice. So he's trying to do that, tried to give her Rebecca's biscuits, but Sharon is not one to be eating sugar. Which I have a prediction that there's going to be an episode that's going to show Sharon completely out of character when she binges on some sugar. Something might happen. Who knows what the triggering event's going to be? But I have a feeling, because it's going to be funny, it will be funny if this happens. It just comedically, it seems like a good bit that would be put into the show if somehow Karen. Sharon gets addicted to sugar again. She kind of hints at the fact that, you know, in a past life, she used to be addicted to sugar and it would do bad things for her and all of that and the thing. So I think that's going to be potentially, if I had to guess, I like guessing, especially it's a new season I haven't seen yet. But yeah, shutting down Ted once more. I enjoy Nate as he's coming out of his shell roasting the team, but there's a fine line between being a funny kind of shit talker and just being an asshole. And Nate is kind of drifting into the asshole territory, specifically towards his replacement as equipment manager. He's being horrible. The title of this episode is because the new equipment manager put lavender in with the laundry to give it a nice scent. And Nate is angry because he doesn't want to have calm players. He wants to have ferocious and vicious players. But yeah, Nate being like really settling, like he's crossing over the line of being funny to being like a character that I hope tones it down a bit because I'm starting to not like him. And it's a bummer to see him like that. However, you know, it's fun to have a show where characters change. And some are, you know, somebody like Roy is really becoming more and more lovable. While Nate, you know, maybe taking a different path. But yeah, Nate's getting on the new guy. Jamie, after being fired and needing somebody to talk to, the only person he knows that, you know, anytime he feels like he needs to talk is Keeley. So he tracks down Keeley and confronts her in like the coffee shop or whatever to try and talk. But she shuts him down. She tells him to go see somebody else, go talk. She's not the one to be talking to because he wants to get back on AFC Richmond because he has no other options at this point. You know, he's been off the I think they offered him another reality TV show, I think. Yeah, he burned his bridges and, you know, he's looking for a second chance. But Keeley shuts him down, which the scene doesn't show her shutting him down. It just shows her pointing out the fact that throughout his, you know, while he's like explaining to Keeley that like she's the one he normally talks to, but he doesn't have her number anymore. She's focused on the fact that he deleted her number, which I think gave her extra motivation to not do it since she's with Roy right now. But then it cuts to Roy losing. He has this big cup match with his, you know, girls under 9 soccer league. They lose, and it's the whole thing of, you know, the participation trophies, which is kind of a hack. I mean, it's just overdone kind of comedy complaining thing of, you know, giving kids a participation trophy. But of course, Roy is the type of character to not like something like that. So it does make sense. And it's just fun to watch Roy be angry about anything. I mean, that's kind of the lovable part about Roy is that, you know, he has a big heart, especially after last episode where after the double date, he told Rebecca, you know, he's very like the passion. Roy's just a passionate guy. And that's also something that's brought up in this episode that Keeley loves about him, because after his loss, he goes back home to Keeley. And in that moment, I was expecting Roy to walk in on Keeley sleeping with Jamie. And it was something that I did not want to see this show doing. Because I like Roy. I like Keeley with Roy. I think Jamie's, you know, should just be left alone to do his own thing. He's got enough to worry about. That would be the thing that a lesser TV show would do. A show that wants to just cause drama instead of letting characters breathe a little bit in their new directions. And that is thankfully what this show does. It does the thing that I was not expecting. And that is when Roy walks into Keeley's bedroom, he finds her, for lack of a better term, wanking it. She's wanking it. And even still during that scene, I'm like, oh, she doesn't see Roy walk in. She's focused on what's on her phone. I'm expecting this show to be like, oh, she's like wanking it to like an old sex tape she made with Jamie or something like that. I'm still expecting her. I'm thinking the worst of Keeley through the eyes of the writers of this show. But it wasn't. The hilarious bit is what she was actually wanking to is what was referenced multiple times in the first episode, which is Roy's retirement speech, which we see a little bit of. We see that Roy was a blubbering mess giving his retirement speech. And that's what she was masturbating to, was Roy crying during his retirement speech. And then she tells him, like, that's the thing that she loves the most about him is his passion, and that he doesn't have that passion because he's away from the sport. And that's why she wants him to try out this deal, this TV gig that she's been trying to push him on. She mentioned it in last episode. And Roy agrees. Roy agrees to try it once, you know, which is, you know, seemed inevitable. Seemed like that was the right move for that. So after that scenario of Roy walking in on Keeley wanking it, cuts to Jamie going to the pub, tracking down Ted, wants to talk to Ted since he got nowhere with Keeley, trying to get back on AFC Richmond. And Ted was, you know, told him it's a bad idea, that there was, you know, he was toxic to the team. You know, and even though Jamie brought the little army man that Ted gave him, and you know, and they had a nice chat, but while at the pub, Of course, the fans of AFC Richmond frequent that pub as well and saw Jamie talking to Ted, took a picture of them together. So, of course, that picture goes viral. Big aspect of this show is how the internet plays a part in, you know, the popularity and things as they trend and get going. So rumors of Jamie coming back to AFC Richmond spread around, which, of course, the reason why Ted said no, the team seeing this picture thinks the worst, think that he's bringing Jamie back, and they're not happy about it. During practice, Sam, who's I love Sam. Sam's another one of those characters where we haven't seen that much. There hasn't been like an episode where we focus on Sam that much, you know, I mean, a little bit here and there. But I love Sam. I hope he gets, you know, how TV episodes tend to like sometimes focus on a single character, showing you their backstory potentially. Not that this show's really doing that or has done that, but I hope he's a character that continues to have moments, because I really enjoy Sam as well. But Sam's pissed, which is uncharacteristic for Sam. He's a very happy person, similar to a Danny Rojas. But Sam's upset. Ted, of course, not only nervous about the fact that his team seems to be, the morale of his team is disrupted, but he's also being watched by his somewhat nemesis, Sharon, asked to watch the training session. Now that she's working for them, she wants to see how everything's running and just, you know, get an idea of everything. So she's there, which adds extra pressure to Ted. Ted, you know, runs off, chases Sam into the locker room, and they have a conversation. And, you know, they understand, they both, like, they have a conversation about dads. That conversation about dads is something that Ted realizes that, as far as from Jamie's perspective, Jamie has a horrible dad. We saw in the last episode of the first season when he was berating Jamie for not making the score instead of making that one last pass to get the score to win the game. And apparently, according to Jamie, like every game since he was back at Man City, his dad would come and berate him and criticize every single minute mistake, or, you know, which it's, again, as a grown ass man, you gotta be okay with telling your parents to get the F out of your face. You're a professional athlete making millions of dollars playing football professionally. You know, at the time, all these kind of deals, you're at the top of your game and your dad's coming in. Like, how much daddy issues do you have to allow another grown adult come and treat you like a child? And you shouldn't even be treating children like that. But still. So it is what it is. Anyway, Sam's upset. Ted goes to the Diamond Dogs, because he knows that, like, the team needs wins. They're on this tie streak. He knows that Jamie is a toxic element in the team, despite the fact that they did break through to Jamie right before he got traded away. So it's not completely horrible. They had that seance where Jamie opened up and talked about his mom and how she was like the positive support in his life as opposed to his dad. So I think it's not that crazy that they could iron things out. But of course, Nate and Coach Beard do not want him back. They don't want, because there hasn't been any fight. There hasn't been any drama within the team since Jamie left, and they don't want to add more drama. Higgins wants wins, and he votes for Jamie to come back. And of course, Ted is the tying vote, because he wants Jamie to come back. He wants to give Jamie like a support structure that he doesn't have from his dad. You know, he wants to be like a surrogate dad for him, a father figure, as it were. You know, because that's just kind of the guy Ted is. And Ted's, you know, he has a kid that's back in the U.S. that he doesn't see. He sees over Skype or whatever. So I'm sure Ted wants, like, to mentor this kid, wants to help this kid. But yeah, the Diamond Dogs voted down. Then it cuts to Roy trying out this gig. And of course, Roy being Roy, cussing through his impassioned critique of his old team, getting a loss. And of course, despite the fact that the other commentators don't like his language, everybody else loved it. He was a hit. He goes back to Keeley and thanks her in a very special way, you know, just going down on her while she gets to watch his blubbering retirement speech. I mean, Roy Kent. Love that guy, man. And like Keeley, too. Like, I love both of them so much. They're just like, they're fun. They're honest. Brutally, I mean, Keeley, a little bit more guarded with trying not to offend, especially Rebecca, at moments. But still, like, both are strong individuals. Like, we've seen Keeley stand up for herself, put her foot down. We've seen Roy, obviously, do similar things. So them as a couple, I really enjoy. And that scene was a lot of fun because, you know, she helped him again. She's been a real positive guide for him, a real positive help for him in a big transition in his life, leaving a career that, you know, he's been playing football for probably his entire life. That's all he's known. And now he's trying to do new things, you know, and he's got his yoga mom friends. But, you know, it's nice to be in a relationship where you're on a team, you're on each other's side, and you want the best for each other. And that's what I feel like they are to each other, which I really, really warms, just like another aspect of the show that really warms my heart. Let's see where we're at. Higgins, obviously, throughout this whole episode, because Higgins gave his office up to Sharon in the previous episode, he's kind of migrating from space to space throughout this entire episode. And there's the gag of him knocking down his cup of pencils every time he's like somebody realizes that he's working. He finally gets to share an office with Nate, which I think that's going to be an interesting kind of a relationship. I would imagine them butting heads, especially Higgins. Higgins is just like a nerdy, older guy, but still has a heart. You know, he's a good guy. Like, everybody's a pretty good guy. Everybody in the organization's good. There's a scene where Sharon goes to introduce herself to Rebecca for the first time, and she meets Keeley. She goes into Rebecca's office, and Keeley's in there. And they're all, like, nice to each other. Hey, nice to meet you. Like, everybody's nice. And even Sharon, when she gives Ted, at the end of this episode, Ted asks her to give him the honest feedback. She was going to write him an email later, and he's like, just give it to me now. And she's like, listen, you guys are awesome energy. Everybody's nice to each other, super polite. I love it here. But there's a reason why you're not winning games. And that's a problem. That's, you're not fully succeeding at what you should be doing as a coach. Like, you got the morale thing. You're working efficiently as a cohesive team. You need that thing. And so this episode ends with practice snowing, which I miss snow. There was something else I was watching. Oh, it's a movie I'll talk about later this week. Practice, and Jamie comes walking onto the pitch, which, you know, I mean, obviously it's going to bring drama, which is fine. The show needs drama. Jamie's good at drama. He looks deformed with his weird eyebrow shaved haircut thing. He really looks weird. It looks like his eye was swollen. But yeah, I like Jamie. I mean, the fact that in the episode Two Aces from the first season, which, by the way, the Two Aces are back now that Jamie's back. That was a part of Two Aces that was so, like, devastating, was that after all of the work Ted put in to get Jamie to be part of this team and to drop his guard, to embrace his fellow teammates as a family, doing the seance, getting rid of the curse of their training room, Like, then he was just shipped off because Rebecca was still trying to. So they had made a lot of progress already. So I'm not as like, hopefully the show doesn't act like that episode didn't end the way it ended. Like, there was a bonding moment between them. And I'm sure there's going to be rifts because Jamie is Jamie and he's got damage because of his dad. But yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes from here with Sharon, with the team. Now they got their two aces back. Let's see how the team works together. You know, we'll see what kind of problems Nate gets into with his new brash attitude. But yeah, Ted Lasso, season 2, episode 2, Lavender. I enjoyed it. So far, enjoying season 2 in general. Excited for next week. Get yourself $25 in new credit when you sign up for your great new cell phone service over at Ting. Go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/Ting. Sign up now with that link, and you get yourself $25 to put towards a new device, put towards your service. But it's a great quality service that you do not pay an arm and a leg for. I love it. I've been using it for years and pay so very little. I could almost pay 2 months of my cell phone bill with $25 credit that you get for free when you go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/ting. That's T-I-N-G, inspireddisorder.com/ting. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com and follow the show on Instagram. @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!